Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You've probably heard the promise, quick, in-office sinus and snoring relief, same solution, same timeline for everyone. The reality is, no two people experience sinus or snoring problems the same, and your path to feeling better should reflect that. At Ohio ENT and Allergy Physicians, your care starts with a thorough evaluation by a local board-certified ENT physician. Sometimes an in-office option works. Sometimes something else is better. The difference? Your plan is built around you. Visit OhioENTAndAllergy.com and schedule an appointment today.
The Burt Show.
Look, the truth is, because I've had, I think, stomach issues most of my life, that this question wouldn't apply to me, so I will ask it to you guys that actually love food. Would you go 50 miles out of your way for one of your favorite meals?
No.
No to Kristen.
I'd do it for my mama mac and cheese, yes.
Aww. Yeah? Okay.
For me, it's a yes.
Yes.
I would drive.
Really?
Yes.
50 miles.
For my favorite meal.
What is your favorite meal that you would drive 50 miles for?
I love like a good steak, mac and cheese, and then like a lava cake. So really, I'd just go to Chili's. But, but if we're talking about like Michelin quality and my parents are paying for it, I'll drive 50 miles an hour or 50 miles away for it.
If I'm in the vicinity, I will take advantage of it.
Sure.
But if I am not, I'm not going out of my way.
Not our Tommy here. He'll go 50 miles out, just get in his car and go, you know what? I'm going to Bucky's.
You know what? I watched football all day yesterday, and afterwards, I was starving. So at 9 o'clock last night,
No way.
I traveled the 47 miles from my house to Bucky's.
That's insane. What time did you go to bed last night?
Like midnight.
Oh, my God.
So you get up, you get in the truck, you go to Bucky's.
One hour there. Beef. 1 hour in Bucky's.
Damn, okay.
1 hour home.
Wow.
So three hours.
At 9 o'clock on a Sunday night.
Yes.
Dang. Okay.
Bucky's is an American treasure, y'all. Songs have been sung about Bucky's. Here's an example. And this is the kind of music they play in Bucky's. They play nothing but country music.
I am not shocked by that.
And you know what that means. I gotta grab my keys and drive down to Bucky's.
Yep.
And you already know I'm gonna need a buggy. Cause baby, I'm about to give them all my money.
They have buggies at Bucky's?
Dude, it is a shopping experience.
They actually have shopping carts at a convenient gas station.
You're talking over the lyrics.
I just have to work here. Do you know what I need? It's a southern. Ain't no place for your peace, so bring your buddies and all your money. That beaver's king of the road trip country. Yeah, we get lucky when we see Bucky's. Whatever you need here.
Lucky at Bucky's.
Do we need to have an intervention? Because I think you have an addiction.
No. I'm wearing my Bucky's t-shirt that I bought last night.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
I saw a TikTok over the weekend that said if Walmart and Cracker Barrel had a baby, it's Bucky's.
That is a good way to describe it. And with that, we're going to play Bucky's Price is Right.
Okay.
So last night I perused the aisles of Bucky's looking for items. And let me tell you, Bucky's has something for everybody. And I'm going to prove it to you this morning.
Did your wife go with you, or was this a solo mission?
Renee went with me.
Oh, God.
That's a good wife.
And then why would you do that?
We got pork barbecue sandwiches, and we ate them when we got home.
She's going with you glorious. Because she thought you were cheating on her. Because nobody drives 50 miles to go to Bucky's.
She did go, I'm not letting you go to Bucky's at 10 o'clock at night by yourself. I'm like, what's going to go down at a Bucky's at 10 o'clock? I walked in, y'all. It was 200 people in Bucky's at 10 o'clock. I swear to God.
Truck drivers, people driving through.
Truck drivers cannot go to Bucky's.
Oh, I'm
They don't allow truck. They don't allow the big rigs in the Buc-ee's.
Okay. So no diesel, gasoline.
They have a Love's right across the street where they can go and walk across the street and shop if they want. But let's get to the okay. Price is Right.
And just as a show of hands, who has been in a Buc-ee's in here before?
Me.
I have.
Mo and Abby have. Kristen and
I'm a Buc-ee's virgin.
Me as well.
The Buc-ee's of which I speak that I perused at last night is located in Calhoun. Some say Adairsville, Georgia. But the store. Or the t-shirt say Calhoun. All right. So, Mo, this one is for you. Everybody's going to go around and try and guess the price, but I picked out items for each of you. Mo, this is for you.
All right.
Buc-ee's 5-ounce hot sauce. Fiery hot. Comes in different flavors like peach habanero, Carolina Reaper, scorpion pepper, sweet and spicy ghost pepper, 7-pot primo pepper. How much is 5 ounces of Buc-ee's hot sauce with Buc-ee the Beaver's picture on the label on the hot sauce?
Oh, it's got its picture on
it. Yeah. $6.99.
Because it has its picture on it, I'm going to go
$10. I'm going to go $4.99.
Yeah, it's got to be cheap, right? That's what this place is all about. It can't be $10. $5. Yeah, $5.50. I'll go $5.50.
Bert is a winner.
What?
How about that?
It is retail priced at $5.99. You missed it by 49 cents.
Okay. Oh, wow. All right. All right.
Kristen, this one is for you. You are from the state of Kentucky, where horses are well known.
Yes.
Oh, no. Is this horse jerky?
So, no. They do have a jerky wall, but no horse jerky. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right. Godinger horse whiskey decanter and wood display tray. It is a 500-milliliter decanter, unique handmade galloping horse liquid decanter placed on a mahogany stained wooden display tray. It'll surely impress for any occasion.
Does it have the Buc-ee's logo on it?
No, but Buc-ee's sells it. See, they sell, it's like a Cracker Barrel store times 100.
Is there actually, do you get actual liquor or is it just the decanter and the mahogany tray?
Just the decanter. You provide your own liquor or whatever spirit you would like to instill in the horse.
$99.
No way. Nah. Nobody's spending $99 at Buc-ee's.
$49.99.
Because it's mahogany?
Yeah.
I'm going $69.99.
Of course you are. $35.
Okay, let me ask. Are we employing the over?
It's the Price is Right rules. If you're over, you don't get it.
Abby, you went over by 1 cent.
Oh! Yes! No!
$69.98. I think it was Bert. Wow. I think Bert had it.
No. Nope.
I think he said like $35.
Nope, that would be me.
It was you?
$49.99. Okay.
Yep. All right. Abby, something for you. You are a resident cat lady.
Love it.
Kickerland cat butt magnets. Achieve cat lady status with all the work. No butts about it. These 6 cats love to stick to any magnetic surface. No litter box needed. Cat butt magnets.
So you see like their little cat butthole?
You see their little cat butts. It's just like the rear end of the cat that you stick on.
Am I going first?
Yes.
I'm going $2.99.
Hmm.
75 cents.
$1.99.
$1.35.
You guys were all way off. Cats are expensive, y'all.
$12.99.
$12.99.
I got the point. Who got that? You got it? All right.
All right, hold on 1 sec here, Tommy, because Jason said there's a dark side of Buc-ee's.
Should we do that tomorrow?
Maybe. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of content. Hey, Jason, good morning. You're part of the Bert Show. The dark side of Buc-ee's?
Hey, good morning. Love y'all. So Buc-ee's does have a dark side. I'm with Tommy. I love Buc-ee's, but I have a really good friend who's an assistant manager at one of the ones. I actually just passed it on I-75 down in Warner Robins, but he told me one day a person walked into the Buc-ee's, and as Tommy knows, it kind of has like a main aisle down the center. Yep. Someone walked in, dropped their pants, and took a number 2 right in the middle of the store.
No.
Who would do such a thing?
What's the price on that, Tommy? Is that $25?
No, that's priceless.
That's priceless.
Buc-ee's poop.
$2 a deuce.
You could probably say that about any store, though. There's going to be somebody crazy enough to walk in there and do something stupid like
that. I will
that.
Do some All investigations right. and see if I can come up with a dark side of Buc-ee's for tomorrow.
Real quick, I have 2 more items. Bert, this one is for you.
Okay.
They have Buc-ee's thong flip-flops.
Oh, okay. Buc-ee's
covered in the Beaver Buc-ee's logo.
Oh, well.
Of course.
I think that adds to it. I'll go with $8.99.
$7.
Damn, that's cheap.
It's Buc-ee's, bro.
You're right.
It's plastic flip-flops.
Oh, all right. $11.99.
I'm going $12.99.
Abby gets it. $14.98 for the beef.
It comes with the plantar fasciitis.
Last one, and I'll tell you, we could play this anytime because I got over 50 items last night, so we could play again if we want. Bert, you said earlier, like out of the gate, that nobody spends $100 at Buc-ee's on one item.
Not unless you're buying an entire franchise.
This is going to prove you wrong. Next up, our last item, XXL Hereford Cowhide. This is brown and white, an actual cowhide made in Brazil. You could throw it on the floor, the back of your couch, hang it on your wall, do as you please with this XXL Hereford Cowhide. How much is it?
$105.
$110.
I'm going $1,200.
$1,200?
Go big or go home, baby. She's going to the Buc-ee's in Beverly Hills.
Nobody has ever spent $1,200 at Buc-ee's.
It's a cowhide.
Tommy might have last night.
I'll say $101.
I'll say
$299.99.
Dang. Wow. So I'm not sure who got that.
So when somebody's rocking that and somebody asks, I'm like, hey, that is awesome. Where'd you get that? Buc-ee's.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Okay, we are about to start texting for Gail here, who is in one of the most interesting situations I have ever seen. She wants our help to get a date with a dude that already knows her but doesn't realize that he already knows her. Do I have that right, Gail?
You have it perfectly correct. We went out about 5 years ago. We met at a wedding. We had a great time. I thought we had a great time. But then I never heard back from him, and I didn't want to be pushy. So I thought, okay, no big deal. And then I ran into him recently, and it looked like he didn't even recognize who I was.
And why wouldn't he recognize you?
I have no clue, because my hair has changed. It's 5 years later. I guess, I don't know. I don't know why he wouldn't recognize me. I thought, you know, we had a good time, but maybe I didn't stand out in his head.
Well, 5 years, do you change that much in 5 years? I mean, were you guys really hammered the first time you guys, like, were hanging out?
No, nothing like that. And maybe it wasn't as great of a date that I thought it was.
So it was only one date that you went out with this guy?
One date.
Yeah, I mean, the guys that I've only been out with once, like, if you lined them up, I wouldn't be able to tell you who I did or didn't go out with, unless it was, like, a horrible experience or something, like, incredibly amazing. If you only went out once, I kind of feel like the date probably wasn't that memorable. Not to be a hater, but...
I guess it would depend on how many people you date. Because if you date a lot of people, I think it's understandable. I don't think I would forget someone that I went on a date with within 5 years, though.
Hey, Gail, your email submission had something that you're neglecting to tell us here on air. And I don't know if it's because you don't want to share it or not.
So Kristen's going to call you out anyway.
Well, no, but you did have a surgery that changed altered your face.
It was minor surgery. I mean, I got a nose job.
Okay.
Oh, hey, girl, hey.
Well, I mean, if it's as subtle as Abby's, it's not like Abby walked in here one morning. We're like, who is this strange person?
Well, it was Kristen's reaction, actually.
Well, I was looking at Abby like a dog looking at a whistle, like, huh?
Although it can be very deceiving. Like, if you look, was it Jennifer Grey from,
yes.
Right? What was she from? Dirty Dancing. When she got her nose job, she looked like a completely different person.
I also think Ashley Simpson, like her nose job was very drastic and it changed her quite a bit. I think Blake Lively's nose, her nose job changed her face quite a bit. So if you change your hair color and you had a rhinoplasty, it is highly likely, and you only went on one date 5 years ago, he may have zero recollection of who you are. So do we go in as like it's a second date, or do we go in as like she's a completely different person?
Well, it depends how bad the first date was or how good it was.
Yeah, what was the energy on the first date?
I think it was amazing.
Was there a second date?
No, they went out once.
No.
Okay, then would he think it was amazing?
Yeah, then the chemistry wasn't amazing. Right. So we're working against two things here, Gail, in reality. A, you have a fond memory of this great first date, but to be honest with you, if it was that great, like Mo said, he would have already hit you back after that. And the second thing is your appearance might be more drastic than what you're seeing in the mirror, so he wouldn't recognize you. So I think we are walking into a hornet's nest here. If you reach back out to him for a second date when he didn't enjoy the first date, I don't know that does you any good. You might want us to text as an entirely new person.
Do we change your name and everything?
Yeah, because if he, I mean, we go into it with her being a new person, I think that's a better idea, unless there's a chance he could find out that you're lying, because then that's not going to look good either.
Well, here's the problem. We can't text as a completely new person, because why would this random stranger have his number?
Mutual friends at the party. Duh.
And then when he asks about said mutual friends, they're like, we don't know Deborah.
Well, we don't even want to call out who that person is.
Yeah, okay. It's dry snitching.
But I don't know if guys do this or not, but if you have somebody's number and you have a bad date with them, do you change their name to something like horrible date, do not answer, do not reply? So if we texted and it would pop up in his phone as do not reply.
I've never done that. I normally just delete the number.
I know girls do that.
No, I don't do it. They're either in my number or in my contacts as like Josh Hinge, Josh Bumble, or I don't save their number, period. So it's just like 727, blah, blah, blah.
What if she texts him and it comes up as big nose, bad hair?
Hey, yeah.
Then we send a selfie. It's like, it couldn't be big nose, bad hair. Look at her hair and her nose.
Completely different person now. Okay, so we can go in one of two directions when we come back here, Gail. We can hit him with honesty that he didn't remember you, or we can set up the date as a new person and you can reveal exactly who you are while you're on the date. Okay, so take a couple of minutes to chew on that. And when we come back, we'll start texting Tudor, okay?
Okay.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Gail hits us up and she wants our help texting a guy that she went out with before, like what, 5 years ago?
5 years ago, one date.
She thought the chemistry was great. He never hit her back, so we're guessing he didn't think the chemistry was as great as she thought. Well, it just so happens that she ran into this dude again recently. He didn't recognize her from 5 years ago. She's still attracted to him. She wants us to text him. And at this point, we're not exactly sure where to go with it. Do we text him as Gail from 5 years ago or a completely different person? And then she just reveals on the new date that was me from 5 years ago. Let's ask Gail what she wants to do.
I like the honesty approach.
I'm with you, Gail. It's going to backfire.
I mean, if he finds out later on, it's going to be like bait and switch.
Yeah, you're going to look psycho.
You are, and you can't get out of it.
Exactly.
Okay, so we can hit him with the honest route. I'm just not encouraged because there was no second date.
Well, who knows why there wasn't? Maybe something had nothing to do with her. It had nothing to do with their chemistry. We always say that relationships tend to have to do a lot with timing, and maybe it just wasn't the right time.
Perhaps.
And maybe the time is now with her new hair and new nose.
Maybe so. Maybe so. All right, so we'll take the honest route.
Okay.
All right, Gail. When is the last time that you and he had any texting interaction at all? Was it 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow. Okay. So there was no interaction at all.
So when we text him, your past text messages are going to pop up. So, there would be no way to hide it anyway, because we would have to be like, hey, this is Gail, who you met at the party. You'll probably see previous text messages. It's because we went on a date 5 years ago.
And he's going to see that he didn't respond and ghost to her. We might not get a response back at all.
Well, he could have gotten like a new phone or something. I don't think I have text saved from like 5 years ago because I've switched phones so many times.
Really?
I delete my text a lot too, so that is possible.
Oh, God.
I don't delete anything.
I don't delete anything.
I'll keep that in mind.
So he may say, hey, new phone, who this? Once he sees who it is, we don't know.
Okay.
I say we just start off casual.
Okay.
Don't.
Want to bang? Like,
I guess there's different levels to casual.
Want to take a ride on this new nose? Hey, you're not. It's not a fresh one. Like, you can actually like have some fun, right, Gail?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Her nose is ready to party.
Well, I know Abby. I mean, she couldn't even wear sunglasses for like 2 months.
Right.
Yeah. 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Gail, he doesn't know you have his digits. So let's hit him up and be like,
How about something like, hey, want to hear a funny story?
Yeah,
hey,
I like it.
Hey, it's Gail. Want to hear a funny story?
It's hard not to answer that.
Yeah.
Right. You would want to know the story.
It's Gail from wherever you guys saw each other, right? Hey, it's Gail from blank the other night. Want to hear a funny story? Question mark. Should she clarify who she is?
No, that might not help us.
But if you get a random text that just says, hey, blank, want to hear a funny story? I'm not responding to that because I don't know who you are.
If Josh is texting me, hey, Abby, it's Josh. Want to hear a funny story? I'm ignoring that.
No. Hey, Josh, it's Gail from blank the other night, wherever y'all met. Would you like to hear a funny story?
Okay. I'm texting right now.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay.
What's it say, babe?
All right. So I wrote, hey, Josh, we met the other day at the brunch. Do you want to hear something funny? This is Gail.
Sure.
Send it on out.
Maybe some typo.
That's fine.
No, that's cool.
Josh will understand.
It just makes you human.
If it'll be any faster, maybe we could do this via fax.
Maybe the next one should just be like eggplant emoji.
Yeah, just emojis.
Just get straight to the point.
Faxing tutor.
Two melons, a nose, and an eggplant.
What's up with it?
No response yet.
We could do voice memo tutor.
Oh, yes. There you go. She could just do voice to text. Why have we never done that?
Oh, no. Good call.
Yes. Good call. Gail, we're going to do voice to text on our next one, babe. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Do you know how to do that?
Yes.
Okay. So if it's taken him this long, you guys might be a perfect match.
Uh-huh. Good call, Abby. That's what I'm here for.
He said, hey, Gail. Remind me who you are, who you were.
Again?
I met a lot of people that day.
Okay.
Did you?
All right.
Well, so remind him.
All right. Well, so let's remind him. Well, okay, timeout. Timeout, Raiders. Gail, if he doesn't remember you from 5 years ago, if he doesn't remember you from a few days ago, do you really want to go out with this guy?
No.
Okay.
Be honest with you, if I don't stand out in your head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. That's legit.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, well, wait a sec. That seems.
Why?
It seems quick. Like, he probably was hanging out with a lot of people the other night. He doesn't.
My husband, when I met him, remembered me from a fraternity party 6 years prior that I don't even remember being at. If you are, like, memorable, they will remember you.
Maybe he's just trying to play it cool, though. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't want to seem too eager. Maybe he's actually into Gail. But it's like, oh, just jog my memory. Just to make sure I've got the right person.
But that's very immature.
What did Bart remember you for, Kristen?
He thought
being drunk and walking around burping and farting?
Nope. He says, I was the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen.
Aw, that's lovely.
Was he drunk, too?
Maybe.
So are we going to bail on this guy? Just based on that?
That's my vote. Y'all decide.
I'm with Kristen on this one. But if y'all want to send another text, it won't hurt.
What if we just send the eggplant emoji and then put it to bed? Then we're done.
Hey, what if we just send a selfie?
I ain't mad at that.
From 5 years ago?
From now. Because, I mean, it's her new hair.
All right.
Okay, Gail, do you look cute right now?
Sort of.
Okay, just, girl, take a selfie and send it to him.
Okay.
Don't say anything. Just take a selfie and send it to
him. Yeah, no words.
No words.
No caption.
We're going to take a selfie. Or if you have a cute photo that is easily accessible in your phone, just attach that and hit send, and then we're not going to say anything.
A picture is worth 1,000 words.
That it is.
Which is good, because then we'd be here all day.
Yes, we would.
Right, so how long?
He responded, guys.
Okay.
He said, okay, I remember you. How are you?
Okay, that's good.
All right.
All right. Okay. It's saved. It's saved.
Okay, we back in the game.
So now do we come clean with him and say, the funny story is that you and I went out with each other 5 years ago, or we know each other from 5 years ago?
Did he say he wanted to hear a funny story?
No.
Yeah. Because he was like, he doesn't remember. So how about you hit him up?
So now you want to hear that funny story?
Be like, yeah. So now hit him back and be like, I'm doing great. So, comma, would you like to hear that funny story?
Okay.
I just don't want you to have to do a lot of work. Like, I want him to show some interest before we keep going down this road. You're welcome for that.
He's asking to hear about the funny story.
Oh, yay.
Okay.
All right. You and I went on a date five years ago.
Yeah. Now, should she also attach a picture from 5 years ago? when I looked like this?
No.
No, that seems desperate.
I don't hate that idea. Let's be clever here, okay? Let's be cute. So we can say, funny story is you and I actually went on a date 5 years ago. How about we follow that up with, do you think it's time for that second date, ? Mm. Be a little coy, be a little cute.
I ain't mad at that.
It's going to turn into a tragedy, though, if he says no. It's a sad story.
I was thinking maybe she should say, we went out with each other 5 years ago, but I've had a major glow up.
No, because she was perfectly fine the way she was 5 years ago.
You don't think so.
Well, you don't know that. Again, we don't know his reasoning behind bailing.
Maybe I think she's perfect.
Maybe he likes big noses. This could have been a glow down for him.
Right. Whoa. I liked you better with the big nose. All right, so what's the best way to go?
What do you think, Gil? Do you just want to keep it at that? You and I actually went on a date 5 years ago. So crazy we ran into each other again. Or do you want to say, you and I actually went on a date 5 years ago. Do you think it's time for that second date, ?
I like the second one.
I like the second one, too.
I like the second one, yeah. Okay.
Let's do it.
So how long were you in the hospital after the cinnamon challenge?
I was only there for like an hour. The doctor wouldn't come in and see me until I got off the phone with the morning show I was on because he didn't want to be a part of our shenanigans.
That guy went to med school and was thinking like, man, I'm going to be at the top of my game. I'm going to be doing operations that are cutting edge. And then you walk into the urgent care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's working at an urgent care in Raleigh, North Carolina, giving a girl a shot of Benadryl in the ass because she did the cinnamon challenge on a radio morning show.
That's hilarious.
Probably spent 12 years at Wake Forest trying to get his degree. and this is what he's stuck with.
I had no response.
That's okay. He's thinking.
Oh, my God.
You hooked us.
We did? Sorry, I don't remember. I think I'll pass on the date. Thanks for asking.
Well, I mean, this could have been predicted. I mean, we went out 5 years ago. There was nothing then. So he's like, I don't even know who you are, really. So
what do we do now?
We just got to get out of Dodge.
We got to back out.
Can we just thumbs up the text? Like, not send a thumbs up, but just thumbs up his, like, response.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just thumbs it up, Gail, to let him know you saw it. And we're going to just have to chalk this up as an L, babe.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Josh, happens to the best of us.
Josh doesn't deserve your new face.
Mm-mm.
It's better to know than not know.
For
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Kudos to you, Gail, for shooting your shot.
Yeah.
You got to try.
Yes, exactly.
Good for you. Go find yourself a man that appreciates you.
100%.
You don't need to go back to a guy that 5 years ago that didn't respond back to you and wasn't excited. So go find your new man.
Will do.
Okay. All right, Gail.
Thank you.
All right,
you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As I understand it, with any healthy relationship, they are built on compromise. One person's compromised, the other one's happy, then it goes back and forth like that, right? So what if the compromise means that one person in the relationship pretty much has to give up their life for the other person's dream? Now you got problems. That's what our email's about here.
Dear Burt Show, I need your help. I have my dream job, my career job in the palm of my hands. My dream job is to be in law enforcement. The job that I am currently at pays decent, but in order to make the move to my dream job, some sacrifices have to be made. My wife would have to quit her job to stay at home to be with the kids. We're not financially stable yet, but we are working on it. In 4 months, my daughter will have her first birthday. My mother-in-law is living with us, and she complains every time we ask her to watch the kids. So, that is why my wife would have to quit her job. I want to take the job, but I feel like the right thing is to be responsible and let my dream job slip away. Please, Burt Show, I need your help on what to do. Sincerely confused.
Way to hit that all caps, babe.
Thank you.
If you guys want to play therapist here, 1-855-BURT-SHOW. This one's tricky here because I'm just looking into the future here and the opportunity for resentment is high on one end or the other here. Mm. So here he starts, like, if he gives up this dream job of his and he holds resentment, but if she has to give up everything that she's done, then she holds resentment. I don't know how you compromise in a situation like this.
I know it's tough. And here's the thing. I think this is just going to involve an adult conversation. And we were talking about this last week after the show. I'm like, sometimes I feel like the emails that we get are just kind of like, should I have an adult conversation with this person in my life or not? And I think you just need to sit down and really see if you can come to an agreement on if this is going to be the best thing for y'all's relationship and your life together. I think that's the hard part about when you merge your life with someone is these decisions that you make, they don't just affect you anymore. And when you're moving forward in life and you're building something together, those decisions can't just be made on your own. So I think you should just sit down and have a little chit chat with her and come to a conclusion.
Yeah, this is tough. I mean, dream jobs don't come by every day. As far as I know about law enforcement, it's pretty drawn out what the first like 5 years are going to look like for you as far as what the promotions will look like and how you will go into it. So I would try to find a way to where maybe she doesn't have to quit, but maybe figure out a different situation to where I can at least build enough money for us to be financially stable. And if you can do that, then I think you come up with a plan together to make it work. But if your wife doesn't want to quit her job, I don't think you force her to do that, so you can find your way.
I also want to, like, we have minimal details here. And so I don't know, you know, the circumstances of having your mother-in-law live with you and if there's any medical issues there. But the fact that she complains, she lives with you and complains every time she has to watch your kids or that you ask her to watch your kids. You got a doozy in your hands there. But like, you know, Bart, my husband sacrificed where he was living to move with me so I could pursue my career. And while there was a little bit of a struggle as far as him feeling worthy because he wasn't bringing as much to the table financially, but we got over that hurdle like around the year 7 or 8. I can say he harbors no resentment. This is a decision we made together as a couple, and it has worked out for us. And now we're starting to do a little more of a shift so he can start doing some of the things that he's wanted to do when it comes to real estate investment, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like I do. I feel like relationships are full of compromise and sacrifice. And as long as you're on the same page and can keep your egos and emotions in check and not harbor that resentment, then yeah, dude, go for it. Man, get your mother-in-law to step up.
Mercedes, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. I actually completely agree. Like, if his wife knows him the way she should, because that's her husband, that she should be able to be like, you know, I'll take this sacrifice for our family and be there for our family so you can achieve your dreams, because that's what you're supposed to do. It's help build up each other. And, like, that's what relationships is really about, like, taking those compromises to make life better for each other. Like, who's to say that she doesn't go back to work in like 6 months, a year or whatever, because he does so good at his job, he gets moved up. Like, it doesn't have to be permanent.
That's a good point. Appreciate you calling. And here's Danielle. Good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. You got one dude that wants his dream job, but if he does that, wife has to sacrifice everything. So what do you do?
Okay. So me and my husband were in a similar situation about 10 years ago. And I had to give up my dream job so he could pursue his. We had a newborn baby. And, I mean, it worked out for the best. Yeah, we had to live with the in-laws for a little bit. But now we have our own house, the truck. I've been able to be a stay-at-home mom with our son and really focus on my career now, which I do have my dream job now. I get to work from home. But, you know, it's all about making sacrifices for each other. And yeah, it might be hard at the beginning, but the end result is so amazing.
Appreciate you calling. Thank you. You know, it's a really scary thought. If you look at it mathematically, right, has to be the best hospital in the country. That means there's got to be the worst. Okay. Someone is walking in the doors of the worst hospital in America, and there are others that are walking into the best hospital in America.
And so I found out that I am one of the people who were born in what is probably the worst hospital in the country. And I had no idea. And this
all these years later, you find out that you were born at one of the worst hospitals.
I have a feeling my family kept this from me on purpose. and we need to have a conversation about it, because this all came up. I'm sitting there with my lady, and I don't know how we ended up talking about where we were born. But she starts bragging about her hospital being known as like one of the best hospitals in the country for birth. So I'm like, that's dope. Like,
what a random thing to know. Like, that's so funny.
I guess she was running out of ways to compliment herself, and then that was one of the things that came up, and she threw that at me.
That's one for the Tinder profile right there. I was born in one of the best hospitals in America.
Never even thought about it.
Swipe right.
Never even crossed my mind.
What was it, Seattle Gray Hospital?
I don't know. We didn't even get to her hospital because she threw it at me, and then I started thinking about mine. And I had heard stories about the hospital I was born in, and the day that I was born, which apparently was a very chaotic day, and there was a lot going on. My aunt ended up getting into a fight with somebody literally when I was in the car for the first time on my way home from the hospital, because I guess the car did something that almost caused us to get into an accident. And me being a newborn baby, my aunt wasn't the happiest about it. So she started throwing whatever was in the car at the other car.
Is this the same aunt that's kind of busted up Thanksgiving? Don't you have an aunt?
No, okay, that's two different aunts. That's okay. Two different aunts. This is my aunt that you met that you thought was another one of my fake aunts, but it was like my actual real aunt.
I remember.
This was her. So I've heard that story, but I never thought about the hospital. And so I called one of my cousins because I know one of my cousins was born at the same hospital as I. And she was like, oh, you don't know? And I'm like, no, what? She's like, man, we're very lucky people. Look up the rating of your hospital. And something I never thought to do. So I wanted you guys to do it to make me feel either better or worse about mine, because I looked up my hospital rating, which is Brookdale University Hospital in Brooklyn, New York, and it got a 1 out of 5.
Oh, like, now is this based on like users, like people that use the hospital, or is this like a national ranking by an officially accredited whatever?
So this is users. And I looked up both. I looked up the national ranking of it and couldn't find it. It's not ranked. So
it's so bad.
Couldn't even find it on the list. I started reading some of the reviews just to see, like, what's so bad about it. And I read very slow service. The ER waiting room smells like urine. Nobody wants to be here.
Well, yeah, so it's a hospital. Nobody wants to be there. You can say that about any hospital.
You got to go to one, though.
Yeah.
The worst in the country is probably not where you want to be.
Maybe that's the hospital slogan. Nobody wants to be here.
So when you pull up the hospital, you're looking at the Google reviews?
Yes.
And it's giving you a 1 out of 5 stars?
A 1 out of 5.
Okay, now I just pulled up mine because I have like the national ranking and I just pulled up the Google reviews. Now, my Google reviews, I'm not going to put a lot of stock in because there's literally 2.
Oh, okay.
There's only 2 reviews.
Like, no one made it out of the hospital to give a review?
Apparently not.
Or they had such a great experience, there was no need to comment.
Maybe. So, all right, you got a 1.
Out of 700 reviews.
And out of 700
yes.
reviews?
Come on, man. People wanted to tell how they felt. Yes.
All right, Abby's, where's yours on the list?
Mine is Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital. I don't have like an official ranking, but I do have the Google reviews. It got a 2.8 with 403 reviews, so middle of the road.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
It's like average.
The top review does say, do not under any circumstance choose this hospital unless you have a death wish, but you know, it could be worse.
When I looked up mine, it was one of the highest nationally ranked hospitals in the country.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Long Island Jewish. Let me tell you about it. It's tied for 7th in the metro area, New York metro area, and nationally, 15th in gynecology, 20th in the country, neurosurgery, urology, 22nd. All of the categories are like in the top 50.
I'm pretty sure Long Island is one of the better hospitals out of New York City, and Brookdale is the worst.
Is that right? They're like right down the street from each other?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, How about you? Before you hate on Kentucky, I was born at Central Baptist Hospital. And the article says, for the 7th consecutive year, Baptist Health has been ranked among the top 5 in Kentucky, tying the number 3 spot in the 2023-24 U.S. News and World Report Best Hospitals listing.
Very impressive. Okay. So I got curious because we opened up the segment by saying that there are some of the best and some of the worst. The top four worst is in Henderson, Kentucky.
Is it?
Methodist Hospital of Henderson. Okay. Right down the street from you?
I have no idea where Henderson
okay.
is.
Okay. With low scores in hand washing and certain infections, this hospital likely doesn't have the procedures in place that would land any higher grade.
How you get a low score in hand washing? That's probably the easiest part of being a doctor.
At a hospital, nonetheless, right?
I'm going to blame Indiana because it's literally right across the state line from Indiana.
Blame it on Indiana.
So it's not Kentucky's fault. It's Indiana's fault.
The Burt Show. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No